On today's show, the buzz on the floor at Geneva is all about a trade war. Porsche fires another warning shot at Tesla with an electric crossover, and Land Rover explores whether two doors are better than four. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The Geneva Auto Show is going on right now, and we've got a lot of new products to show you. But even though the cars should be the stars of the show, Bloomberg reports that it is all being overshadowed by talk about a possible trade war. President Trump threatened to raise import tariffs on European cars if the EU retaliates against new U.S. tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. And then there's all the uncertainty around NAFTA and Brexit. Put it all together, and automakers are deeply worried about the impact on their business. Okay, now to the show. BMW revealed the Concept M8 Grand Coupe. The company didn't reveal any details about its powertrain or technology because it's just a showcase of the car's future design direction. BMW plans to introduce the production version next year. Honda introduced the European version of the CR-V. The new model is longer and wider than the outgoing model, and it has the option for seven seats for the first time. Two powertrains are offered, a 1.5-liter gasoline engine that can be mated to a CVT or a six-speed manual. A hybrid version will also be available that features a 2-liter gasoline engine combined with two electric motors. The gasoline model goes on sale in Europe this fall, while the hybrid won't be available until early next year. Aston Martin is creating a new brand for its electric vehicles called Lagonda, and it gave a hint at what the models will look like with the Lagonda Vision concept. It's been designed to use solid-state batteries that will provide a range of up to 400 miles, and it's equipped with Level 4 autonomous driving. The company plans to start producing Lagonda models in 2021. Why in the world would someone buy a gigantic SUV with only two doors? That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Hey, wouldn't you love to get a customized leather interior for your car? Well, Catskin, the manufacturer of custom leather interiors, has teamed up with Autoline to give away a brand new interior. And this is not a slip-on seat cover you get from your local auto parts store. Catskin will work with you to design a custom look from a choice of premium materials. And best of all, it's free. To enter the contest, go to our website, www.autoline.tv, to see if you qualify to enter. And good luck. Automakers are constantly exploring for new market niches, and Land Rover decided it ought to roll out the dice with a two-door version of the gigantic Range Rover. Removing two doors does give it a nice long look with appealing proportions. It's actually a four-seater with beautifully quilted seats that come in a number of different color combinations. It's powered by a supercharged V8 with 557 horsepower. Called the SV Coupe, it will be hand-built by Land Rover's Special Vehicle Operations, and it's priced at $296,000 for the U.S. market. And since crossovers are what people want, Porsche unveiled the Mission E Cross Turismo, which is a CUV version of its Mission E electric car. It looks like they tacked on the rear end of the Panamera, and the 600-horsepower all-wheel drive four-seater has design cues to make it look off-road ready. Note the protection on the wheel well arches, on the rocker panels, and on the pseudo skid plates front and rear. The interior is beautifully crafted to be clean looking, yet not as sparse as a Tesla. Thanks to Porsche's 800-volt electric architecture, the Cross Turismo can get 250 miles of range in only 15 minutes. But that's if you can find any of Porsche's special charging stations that use liquid-cooled cables so they don't melt. Good luck finding one of those stations. None of them have been built yet. Coming up next, Nissan unveils a radically different design for Formula E.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
You know, we've seen concepts for headlights that can project images on the ground, but Mercedes will actually be bringing it to market. Each lamp has over 1 million micro-reflectors, and Mercedes says it will use the images to help communicate with the driver. The lights are able to show weather conditions, like a snowflake for when it's snowing, give navigation directions with arrows, or even warn of construction ahead. The technology, called digital light, will only be available on select Mercedes Maybach models, so you know this system is still crazy expensive. Toyota teased a new racing car concept recently, and now we're getting our first look at the GR Supra racing concept. As with previous Supra models, it's a front-engine, rear-drive layout, and Toyota says the concept demonstrates its commitment to bringing the Supra back to the market. Even though this is a racing car, you can't imagine what a production version will look like by removing the massive splitter, fender flares, rear wing, and the diffuser. And speaking of race cars, Nissan showed off what its first car in the Formula E racing series will look like. Real story here is how radically different the cars will look for the fifth season. As Alfonso Elbaiza, head of global design, said the first time he saw the car, it looks like an EV-powered supersonic bird in flight. The cars also feature an entirely new battery and powertrain package, which provides more power and range and gets rid of the need to swap into a new car in the middle of a race. The fifth season is expected to start in December of this year. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and we'll be right back here again tomorrow.